the home office in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify.
I'm Stephanie Paulson, Manager of Digital Marketing. I joined the benefit companies in 2017, and I shape the words, phrases, and images that represent the benefit companies.
And I'm Roger Furstenauer, Human Capital Management Consultant, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, member of the marketing team, and networking nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Thanks for listening. Here are some observations we have made over the last year about business, life, and where we think we are heading.
So here are some things that we believe. Here in Wisconsin, things are getting back to a semblance of normal. That opening day for the Brewers, all the ice being gone from the lakes and temperatures heading towards the 60s means that we might not get snow in April, but anything can still happen. We also believe that the way we do business is forever changed by this pandemic.
We believe that the change in how we do business is not good or bad. It's just evolving, and we will adapt. The creative risk takers will continue to win, and the people have become more generous during this pandemic, and we should hold on to that. We also believe that people showed an increased genuine caring for their fellow man, and yet we can still do better.
We also believe that our dogs have loved the extra attention their pet parents have given them by working from home, and that our cats are indifferent, so pretty much things are the same as they ever were. We believe that we've found out who are essential workers. We did not realize how great we had it until we got it taken away from us. And that on occasion, a reset is in order. We also believe that change is good and it's impossible to escape, so we might as well embrace it.
So back to the We Believes in a bit. Here are a couple things I noticed from last week. I had a face-to-face appointment with a prospective client at his downtown Milwaukee office. I've not been downtown since early in 2020, so a full year since my last time in downtown on a weekday workday. For those of you familiar with Milwaukee, his office is one block east of the U.S. Bank Tower and faces north, so one block away is the Northwestern Mutual campus. I got downtown and pulled into a parking garage. Found a spot on the first floor, so I knew it was close to empty. Walked out on the street, and there was no traffic, a few pedestrians, and half the street parking was open. I went into his office building, empty except for the security guard. Took the elevator up to the 10th floor. One side of the floor was my prospect. The other side of the floor was vacant. Once I entered the office and was directed to a conference room, I looked outside and it was quiet. Very little traffic. Only a few pedestrians. This is typically a very busy area with all the office buildings, employees walking on the street, traffic, as the East-West Street is the main drag through downtown. The only thing missing were the zombies. I asked my prospect about it. He shared more on how empty the area has been, the majority of the office building being vacant, etc. Then I asked, "Why are you still here?" He smiled and confirmed that they were not moving anytime soon. This has been their home for years.
So business has changed. So many big employers have gone to some form of work from home. Big buildings in downtown are sitting nearly empty. Employers are dealing with making the decision of closing their offices so they don't have to pay rent for space they're not using. And commercial building owners are trying to find tenants for their empty buildings. Parking structures are not generating income with no one driving into work. Downtown restaurants are closing as they have no lunch crowd or business meetings. The list of affected businesses is endless. We believe that those affected businesses and their employees should be a priority.
So here's a sign that things are changing for the better. Last week, I went to a local bar in Milwaukee County, just 10 minutes from downtown Milwaukee. This bar features live music. Live music has been another industry that has been almost dead in its tracks since the pandemic started.
Wisconsin has a short summer, and we pack in as much outdoor stuff as we can from May through September. We are famous for our outdoor ethnic festivals, church festivals, our state fair, and the world's biggest music festival, Summerfest, which is an 11-day music party. Last year, none of that happened. Guess what? This year, most of that won't be happening either. When COVID hit in 2020, Wisconsin shut down on March 16th, which meant no St. Patrick's Day parties, and that signaled the end of live music for a full 2 months. Slowly, in late May of 2020, some venues outside of Milwaukee County started opening back up, and you could tell after just 2 months of a shutdown, people wanted to get out and do stuff. Imagine the impact on the folks in Milwaukee County that have literally been shut down for the year.
So back to the story. I went to this bar on Saturday to support my friend's band and to sit in for a couple of songs. The place was packed, the mood was great, and a majority of my friends were there, and they said they hadn't been out much either because there were so few places to go and nothing to do. In this case, though, except for the occasional mask, you would never know there was a pandemic or any restrictions for the last year. The point is, we believe business is heading back where it was before COVID. It may look different, but it is happening.
We believe that to help those businesses thrive, which means putting money in the pockets of their employees and food on their tables, we have to find ways to spend our dollars in those local businesses. We believe spending money at the local grocery, the farmer's market, mom-and-pop restaurants, local business is the best place to start. And we believe that buying from your neighborhood is key. I could buy from the local businesses near my office, or I could spend that money at the businesses by my house.
We believe getting involved in your local community is key. Volunteer opportunities at your local church, food bank, school, chamber, all lead to good for the community. And telling people what you're passionate about will generate interest and spread the word. You're not bragging about your work in the community. You're letting people know there's a need and how they can help if they want to.
We also believe that while some businesses did not make it, others will thrive and might kill it going forward. And that our leadership team at the benefit companies truly looks out for the team and every client and wants all of us to succeed. We also believe that we will continue to evolve and offer our clients the best in technology and service for as long as we work together.
And we believe we are getting closer to the end of this unprecedented time in our history. We pray for the health and safety of all affected by this virus. We believe we will move forward and put this in our rearview mirror soon. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Inside Connect and Simplify is sponsored by the benefit companies and our trademarked human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify integrates payroll, time labor management, human resources, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. We help you manage your workforce from hire to retire. Go to connectandsimplify.com to learn about all of our products and services, our educational resources, and our relationship with UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. UKG is our technology partner who gives us best-in-class, state-of-the-art technology so we can give our clients the best solutions for their company. Again, that's connectandsimplify.com. Thanks for listening.